Welcome to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley with a piece about the real story of the Easter Bunny. The Easter Bunny gazes at us with large eyes fringed with pretty lashes, its body plump, its fur glossy, its ears laid back along its head in a docile pose. This cute animal has been a secular symbol of Easter for generations, the one that lays Easter eggs and delivers candy-filled baskets to children on Easter morning. But beneath that cute bunny costume lives a creature of quite a different nature, the legendary Great White Hare, a powerful and magical being who presided over death, transformation, and rebirth, the continuous cycle of life. But how did this fierce creature come to be so cutified and tame? And what is a pagan symbol doing at Christianity's most sacred holiday? In ancient times, the hare was the totemic animal of Andraste, the invincible one, the warrior goddess of the Celtic Britons. The white hare, lean of body with ears erect, was the attendant of Freya, the Norse queen of the gods and the ruler of the dead. The hare was also the torchbearer of Mother Holda, the Teutonic sky goddess and leader of the host of the dead. The hare was the companion of such underworld goddesses as Hel, Persephone, and Hecate, who were also moon goddesses, thus linking the underworld to the moon cycles of waning and waxing, of periodic death and resurrection. The underworld was the place where the dead went to be restored, and the hare symbolized the magic of that transformation. It is perhaps because of this ancient connection with magic that magicians pull hares and rabbits out of their hats. After all, they could pull any old animal out of their hats, puppies, for instance. But cultural memory inclines them toward rabbits. Hares and rabbits are lagomorphs, and although we often call both animals rabbits, they are actually quite different from each other. Hares bear 2 to 5 litters per year, and their young are able to be independent 28 days after birth, tying them to the moon's 28-day cycle. And so, universally, the hare is considered a lunar animal, and the moon hare is purported to be seen on the shining surface of the full moon. In Sanskrit, for example, the moon is called that which is marked with the hare. In Mayan culture, Ixchel, the goddess of the moon, magic, and fertility, was often depicted holding a fat white hare. In China, the moon hare had a mortar and pestle with which she mixed the elixir of eternal life. Closer to home in North America, the great white hare was called Manabozho. He was the Algonquin hero of the dawn and new beginnings, who lived with his grandmother, the moon. The great white hare was the master magician who, using his moon energy, transformed landscapes and lives. The great white hare was the symbol of the Medeolin, the secret society of shamans who traveled magically to other realms to bring back transformational healing and wisdom. It was the moon's waxing and waning that people equated with the cycle of birth, death, and rebirth, and the moon stunningly enacted this cycle ad infinitum. And the hare, who lived in the moon, came to represent rebirth and the feminine powers of regeneration and access to the magical wisdom of the dark side of the moon. Thus, the hare was the perfect animal to symbolize the advent of spring, not because it had abundant offspring, which made it a metaphor for fertility, but because, as an avatar of the moon, the hare represented the eternal cycles of death and life and the cyclical return of spring. In old Europe, the white hare was the attribute of the hare-headed goddess of spring, whose name was Easter. It was the goddess Easter's hare that laid the Easter egg, a moon symbol. The egg represents perpetual life because it contains the potential for new life, which contains within it the next generation of life, just like the continuous cycles of the moon. As the moon grows to fullness, bringing light and life, so the moon hare emerges in spring, bringing us magic, transformation, and renewal, and awakening us to the resurgence of light, warmth, birdsong, and green leaves. O valiant hair, O fearsome hair, O wise hair of spring, as we celebrate Easter, the goddess of renewal, may we be full of the joy and awe of spring's return. Blessed be. You've been listening to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley.